Tell us more about the environment that you're in regarding the teamwork. We're curious, when you have, I guess, from your position, what are your interactions with your team like? How are you guiding them?
Okay. And I forgot something too. The private investigator's license. You can get the PI license once you've been working as an investigator for about 3 years of experience and hours you have to commit. After you do that, you do take a state exam in the state of California up in San Jose, and it's a sort of a multiple choice question. And if you pass that, you get your license as a private investigator. So we've several individuals on my team have them after they've completed their 3 years, and it just gives us, you know, more credibility when we hit that stand and we testify. So that was just a bit about that. But the team part of it is amazing. Everybody has a lot, you know, some great strengths. So we have some Spanish-speaking investigators. So when a case comes in that needs some Spanish-speaking witnesses to be interviewed, then a Spanish-speaking investigator get assigned to it. We actually have more females as investigators than we do have males. It's myself and another male investigator, and then we have five female investigators.
Is this unique to your team?
No, I think we found that it, across the board in California, when we go to these defense investigator conferences, the majority of investigators are women now in this field, which I don't think used to be the case. But I think women might be able to get the scoop better sometimes than men can. You know, I think they can get in there and ask those tough questions, or people will spill the beans to, maybe a woman easier. Who knows?